welcome to MGP544. I'm Kevin, with me as ever, the Sheepdog Anna and Pab. Say hello, boys and girls.
Hello, boys and girls.
Hello.
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 Listen to me being happy and cheery.
Why are you happy,
hear me
and,
being
cheery,
happy
Kevin?
And cheery? I'm very happy and cheery because it's been a wonderful, wonderful week. Me and Anna, for the first time, probably since video games. Remember when we were into them? The first time since video games, me and Anna have had an obsession collide. And you may remember, the listeners won't know about this, but after the podcast last week, the four of us stayed on Discord for a bit, had a little look around. I think it's a brand new website, lego.com. I'd never been on there before, but we had a little look at it. Yeah, exactly. Completely new, a new craze, a new fad. But we had a little look on there and we're like, some of these sets are quite cool. Might be cool to get a few of these. There's been at least one parcel arrive every day. We've had two separate trips to the Lego store, as well as buying Lego from other shops. There's so much Lego in our house now that we've abandoned plans to move my office upstairs, and we're just going to make that a Lego room, and then Anna's new office is going to be her Lego room. We basically have two rooms in our house dedicated to Lego because there's so much of it here. We're all in, and we're all in on it together. It's not like Pokemon cards. Anna's spending more money than I am. It's madness. It's fun. We need a responsible adult. We already asked Pab before we started recording if he could come and live with us and just be in control of the spending, because we need a grown-up to just supervise us, just to make sure that we save enough money to, you know, buy food and boring stuff like that. But that aside, we're having a lovely old time with it. Anna's building a Lego set right now, and I'm eager to get started on it as soon as we can. So if we could wrap this up. I'm ready to just crack on with my new Animal Crossing Lego sets that I purchased today, because that's gaming. That makes it okay. It's gaming.
They have Lego games, don't they? So yeah, it's definitely on theme.
Exactly. So I'm giddy. I'm giddy with that. I'm high off of the plastic fumes from all the Lego that I'm surrounded by.
You're not supposed to set fire to it, Kev.
What do you mean? How do you get it to stick together? I tried using glue and that gave me a headache. So now I just melt the pieces together. Because sometimes they don't fit into the shape I want them to be. It wants you to kind of click them into weird little square shapes. But I want more rounded edges. So I just melt them a little bit. It works really well.
They do need to figure out a way to add a few more rounded bits to it, I feel. Like sometimes I see characters that they've released and I'm like, that doesn't look anything like it, because they don't normally have a right angle on the side of their head.
Yeah, I bought Anna the Spice Girls Lego, and they're all just completely square. It's great. But yeah, Anna's now got Lego Spice Girls. Haven't you?
I do.
Is that a recent thing they've done, or is that you've got that from the 90s?
I don't think it's not from the 90s, but it's not like current. I don't know when it was out, but I was just browsing. I think it was on Amazon. I was just browsing the Lego they had on there and saw that they had a Spice Girl set with only one remaining. So I just purchased it immediately.
One Spice Girl? Which one was it?
No, as in one set of five remaining. Oh. So I just bought it because it obviously needed purchasing. I'm trying to have a look now to see when it came out. It's not clear when it released, but I think it's relatively current. They've done a lot of Spice Girls merch lately, because Anna, you got stamps.
I did.
And something else, Spice Girls. Are they touring again or something? Is it an anniversary,
like,
or
25 years or something?
Okay. Because all of a sudden Spice Girls seem to be cool again without any of them having to do any work. Which I'm a little confused about. Doesn't Baby Spice just present commercial radio programs now? She's like on Heart FM or something.
I think she's the only one I've seen anywhere or heard anywhere in a decade at least, surely.
Well, Posh Spice comes up all the time on my TikTok. Mainly,
I saw that meme of her, actually. The, you know, Be Honest or whatever it was. I don't know what program that's from, but I just saw the Tell the Truth thing that David Beckham.
Yeah. And I keep seeing her posting TikToks of him making Lego sets, which now I've seen they've got a Lego set, does make me wonder whether or not that was all just part of some elaborate marketing thing. Maybe that's what got in my head. Maybe it's all Victoria Beckham's fault that I've spent all of our money on Lego this week.
You're very susceptible to marketing, aren't you?
Just love marketing. Marketing's
great. She does a quick video, you're down the rabbit hole with her.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I just follow Posh Spice anywhere. It's always been my policy. That's why I'm a Peterborough fan. Just anything posh.
Every time
I'm in.
I think about that, I fell for that April Fool's thing about 15 years ago where they said that Beckham was going to play for Peterborough in return for the rights to posh.com. And I texted my wife and then realised it was April Fool's and was like, whoops, I definitely knew that was a joke. How funny was this? But actually,
I mean, you're certainly not the only one, but every now and again in my Twitch chat, it will come up that I'm a posh fan. And that's the first piece of Peterborough United trivia that everyone thinks they know. Oh, didn't Posh Spice try and get the name off of you? It's like, no, she didn't. That was an April Fool's in our local newspaper that clearly travelled far and wide.
I think it was like rife in my office at the time. I remember going into work and everyone was talking about it. And then I got the link and then I messaged my wife and then I was all like, wow, that's insane. And then realised it was a joke and was like, oh, I feel so stupid. But yeah, I'm pleased to know that half the world thought it was real. And
half the world still thinks it's real. It's very strange. It's the one thing. There's two things people know about Posh. One, Posh Spice tried to get our name. And two, Barry Fry. It's great being a Peterborough fan that they're the two things we're known for. It's wonderful stuff.
That's two more than most clubs at that level, though, surely.
I suppose. Maybe. I don't know. I'll do some research. If you support a lower league football club, what is your football club known for? Tweet at RB6K with your answers and we'll collate them and do a spreadsheet. Sheepdog will sort all that out for us. He loves a spreadsheet, don't you?
I'm just going to reply, I've never heard of this club to every person who tweets me.
I think that's probably the appropriate response. They'll love that. Just getting a reply from Sheepdog will make their day, even if it's just a copy and paste one. Have you seen? Here's it. Talking of tweets, because I know you're a big AI fan. I saw this thing on Twitter the other day pushing a guy. There's a guy who's basically created an AI tweeter thing that'll basically do your tweets for you. You just do. So you could just get AI to do all these responses for you. So I guess it's just a bot, but a slightly more personalized AI-based bot. So it's not always the same comment. You basically put in what your general message or theme should be, and then it'll just trawl through Twitter, finding people to reply to, and then doing AI custom
I think
tweets.
I've seen
so it's
these.
Not obviously a bot.
Yeah, I've seen these go on because sometimes you get these really bizarre replies, like somebody tweeted some awful news about someone passing away, and then one of the responses was just like really inappropriate about how, oh yeah, I was with him before and we were having a party, blah, blah, and I thought this is really weird, and I think they were just responding
it's all
like autobot
AI
and not realizing the context.
Blue tick engagement. So yeah, it's great, isn't it? Look,
yeah,
Twitter, love Twitter. Twitter's still my favourite.
You've been using one of them to text for years, surely. When I text you, I have to kind of edit it down to see if it's below the
splendid line. I just don't read text. I mean, YouTube have been doing it for years. For years, YouTube do this thing where when you get a comment on YouTube, if you go into the comments as the creator, it will have three potential replies that you can just click on and give a reply. So if anyone has ever had a reply to a YouTube comment on one of my videos that included an emoji, that was absolutely me just clicking on one of the three options for an auto reply, because I have never used an emoji in my life. So if you've ever received anything from me with an emoji, that was definitely an AI thing.
I feel like I could go down the text. You've got the come the F on text, the splendid text. I mean, my conversations with Kev are just a combination of certain words like that.
I think I told you to hurry along this evening. It was a slightly politer version of my normal way of rushing you.
Did you text me? I haven't seen.
I think it was a Twitter DM, but not an AI one, a legitimate one, where I asked you to hurry along because you were late because you're a monster and Anna's got a video game to finish. And was getting very stressed that she's literally left it on pause. And it's your fault that it's been left on pause as well. Because you told her it was quick to finish. And it hasn't been quick to finish.
We have talked a lot this year. Because there was a point where all of our texts were just, come the F on, okay, come the F on, okay. And now there's just loads of conversation. What has happened? We have changed.
we don't see each other anymore. That's what's happened.
Probably.
We used to see each other every day. So the only time we needed to text was me outside your house trying to get you to get into my car. Now we see each other like twice a year. So those conversations we used to have in person now happen via text.
Mm, sounds reasonable. So,
love it. It's great. Don't have to see you ever. I can't even remember what you look like.
Probably for the best, because I've been working on a disguise, so you know you'll never find me.
Excellent. That's
for some reason,
I
danced
like
while I said that, and no one saw it. It was wasted.
You got a disguise.
Yeah, he's growing hair to throw me off.
Do you know what? I haven't shaved my
head.
Honestly,
we'll never recognise him if he has hair.
I don't like it. I need to shave, but I just can't be bothered. I've not had the energy. I want someone to just do it. If you want to just sneak into my house and shave me tonight, that'd be really handy.
You have changed your tune. The amount of times over the years when we've shared hotel rooms, you've given me specific instructions not to shave you. You need to make up your mind.
The amount of times I have been tempted, I've been thinking to myself, what's the like safest electric shock you could give yourself just to see if your hair falls out, just to save you the effort of doing it anymore?
Falling out of a tree is quite effective for getting all your hair to fall out. That's most of the bald icons who are completely hairless. I think most of them, it's from falling out of a tree.
How does that work? So, did it bang their head?
I'm not sure. I think they just land in a certain way, and the combination of the shock of landing and I guess the impact point, that just their hair all falls out and doesn't grow back. So maybe you should try falling out of a tree.
I might just like get Ollie to punch me in the head until my hair falls out.
I mean, that would work too. Try that. I'll punch you. I mean, I'm a friendly chap. I'll punch you in the head until your hair falls out. You don't have to put that onto one of your children. I'll punch you.
I just feel like we could do a punch, put a little mark on it. That one wasn't the spot, and just keep going. I mean, it's probably where the black patch is. I might just get him to punch the black patch on the side of my head. That might be the hair release button.
There you go. See, problem solved. Easy peasy. Video games this week, boys and girls. I, as you can imagine, haven't played any other than Football Manager because I have been very busy. Despite buying two literally during the podcast last week, Pab sold me two video games and I bought them both, downloaded them both, and then as part of the same Discord call, bought a load of Lego and I just spent the rest of the week doing that. So you cost me a fortune last week, Pabby. Goodness me.
He was doing it on purpose, I reckon. Like he probably had a load of Lego, a load of games to sell, and he just thought,
yeah. Did you sell your Tornet? Because I've got one of them now.
Yeah, Anna bought one of them off of eBay, so we suspect you sold it to her.
No, mine's
in Anna's hands now because she bought it on eBay.
Mine's mysteriously been moved.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm surprised you're not in on all this Animal Crossing stuff that I've bought today. It's awesome. I'm going to make my own Animal Crossing island.
It's not,
and just leave it on my desk.
It's nothing special, is it?
It's beautiful.
It's not. It's just like little miniature sets. It's nothing.
Yeah, but I'm going to make it into one big set. I'm going to make an island and we're going to have it on our kitchen counter and we're going to play with it. Me and Anna are just going to play Animal Crossing.
But
it's going to be great.
I like to play.
When are you building a Mario course? Are you going to build like a whole Mario level around your house?
I've got to build Marvel New York first. I've bought all the big Marvel sets because I'm a maniac. So I've got to build Marvel New York. Then I've got to build the new camp because I've bought that as well. And then I'll focus on the Mario stuff. I have got the first one I got was the Mario piranha plant, which is awesome. It's part Pab's fault and part that piranha plant's fault because that's so cool. And of course, part Anna's fault as well because Anna's been getting into Lego for months anyway, and it just
I bought a tree with some Christmas money, and it's been sat in the living room for a couple of months. And I thought if the other week, I'm going to do this because I'm a little bit bored.
And I heard the jangling of the pieces and that tickled me in a special way that reminded me of how much I loved Lego as a kid. And then it was a very quick thought process of, I used to have loads of Lego, play with it all the time and really love it. Why did I stop doing that? Oh yeah, it's expensive. Hang on, I've got money now. Let's buy some Lego. And that's basically how the thought process went. So it's part Anna's fault, part Pab's fault.
Very good. So that's your excuse for only playing Football Manager, did you say?
Yeah, I still have to work. I still have to pay for the stuff. So I've still been playing some Football Manager. But, I mean, we have had the Football Manager winter update that's come out, so I could probably briefly talk about that. The winter update is out. It does fix the transfer glitch, which I don't think we talked about the transfer glitch on the podcast. But there was a glitch where you could basically get an offer accepted for any player by structuring it in exactly the right way. So you could basically get any club to accept any offer, even human controlled clubs in network games. It auto accepted if you offered zero up front, £2.5 million on installments. And there was one, I can't remember the exact steps you had to go through, but it always auto accepted. And they've taken that glitch out, but it has got all the... Yeah, exactly, boo. Can you imagine what if we'd have had a network game like we had a couple of years ago, if the four of us in the network game had been playing when that glitch existed, we'd just all be buying each other's players all the time. It would have been absolute chaos. It would have been glorious.
Do you think you'd have seen it first, though, or do you think you'd have... like not seen the early kind of whispers of it? I feel like somebody else was probably more finger on the pulse. You'd have been too busy making videos or whatever.
Nah, I'm the finger on the pulse guy. Those guys know nothing. I'm first with the news for Football Manager. I was basically the guy who announced the winter update. Yes, Sports Interactive might have tweeted it, but I had a TikTok that went big. No one else bothered with that. I had a YouTube short that went big. No one else bothered with that. I'm the guy. I'm the finger on the pulse guy. I'm knowledgeable about certain things in my life. I just hide it well on this podcast.
I mean, you did the update after the people that did the update.
Yeah, because I wasn't allowed to do it before. We were given specific instructions not to do it before. I do get a little bit of a heads up, but I like to continue getting the heads up, so I'm not allowed to act on the information when I get it. I have to wait until it's public knowledge. It's very upsetting.
That's fair. I mean, it's not fair. It's silly. But, you know, it should just be more hype when it comes from the people that play it, isn't it, than them.
But, exactly. And I was a couple of minutes after the actual announcement. So.
To be fair, a lot of people, more people would have probably seen it than theirs, potentially. People would have found out with you first.
Exactly. I've got more subs than they have, I think. I did the last time I checked. I don't know how much they've grown recently. Yeah, submarines. Yeah. All right. That's another bunch of Lego I've bought this week. I've got 8 Lego submarines.
Your bath time is going to be fantastic.
It is, because Anna wants the Titanic. So we're going to have great fun. Great fun. Can you believe the Titanic is £600 for a Titanic Lego set?
And then it's
so big that it probably wouldn't fit in a bath.
See, I did try and link Anna to a video last week. There was a lady that made one for a fish tank on YouTube. It was like part of a hole. She built a fish tank and put the Titanic in it. And it is massive. It's ridiculously big. You're going to get a fish tank, basically.
Yeah.
Get a fish tank.
You should. So speaking of Anna and speaking of games, can I clarify, Anna? You're playing... Kev said that I told you it was quick to finish and it's my fault and I don't know what he means. Are you playing Rebirth?
Yeah.
Or remake?
Rebirth. You told me it was quick.
I didn't.
So she hasn't played it for 3 years and didn't start playing it until the new one arrived on the doorstep this week.
Sorry, so you are playing Remake. Remake's the first one.
Yes, well, that's what it's called.
Remake. Yeah, I said Rebirth. I was confused. I was just like...
Rebirth.
So when... No, Remake is the old one.
What's the new one called?
Rebirth.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. So you're playing the old one. I got confused because when I came on...
He is right. Okay, carry on.
When I come on to record, Anna was like, hurry up, I've just got to this point. And I was like, what do you mean? What do you mean you just got to this point? What? And like, I thought you were playing Rebirth. So I was very much like, but that happened in Remake. What happens in Rebirth that makes that happen? What? And I was like having a crisis. And it's only when Kev was like, it's your fault, sheepdog. You told her it was quick. That I was like, maybe she's not playing the...
I've been like, because I've got stuck on stuff. I'm putting Final Fantasy VII Rebirth and then looking for what I need to do. And it's coming up with what I need to do. So that's why I've got Rebirth in my mind. But I'm getting...
Maybe it's taking you longer because you're playing the wrong game while you're following the instructions. And you're like, it doesn't quite fit. But no, that's...
Hold on. What is the new one?
Rebirth.
Oh, my word.
I promise you it is.
Oh, my word.
I don't know
that it necessarily matters for the point to be made.
Well, no, it does with IGN because I have been following like IGN's walkthrough and I am doing what it says.
So you're following a walkthrough? What are you moaning about then?
Huh?
So you're just following a walkthrough?
No, it was one part or
Anna,
two
you
part.
Know, actually,
you didn't have to get to the sewer.
And haven't you played this game before anyway?
20
it's a remake.
Years ago.
Did you complete it?
No.
The remake. You didn't complete remake. She's just not talking, or am I?
She's. I can hear her shouting from the other room, so I think it's probably being picked up by Audacity, so the listeners heard whatever she shouted.
Sorry.
She got so loud, Discord.
You have to finish it then, sorry. I was going to say, if you've already played it through, just...
Would you want to say that again for Sheepdog's benefit, Anna?
Are you gone?
No, it's still here.
So, I am on... I'm looking at the thing now. Final Fantasy VII Remake. I have just met Red.
Yes, okay.
That is all I'm saying. I'm just saying, no. I don't know what you said, but you said, oh, it's quite quick. So I started it from the start. No. I am now 28 hours in.
I don't remember saying it was quite quick. I remember...
That's why I just thought, oh, I'll wait for the next one. I'll do a quick... I've been up to like 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah, Anna hasn't been to bed for like 4 days.
There was I don't even know what happened because I was half asleep going through, so and I don't know what happened.
Are you sure that you're not confusing the fact that I was saying I was going to play Crisis Core because that's quite quick?
I think she's talking about something you said like 3 years ago. she hasn't bothered playing this because she was going to play it with the next one when it came, I think is what she's saying.
Right, okay, because I don't remember saying it was quick, and it's not. I mean, I only played it up to the bit where Aerith goes home and you're running around the town, and then I stopped playing it for like 1.5 years and then carried on from there. But I was going to say to you, if you've already done it or you're already near the end or whatever, just leave it, but do not leave it. You're not actually far from the end. Like once you leave where you are, that bit with Red is like you're having to send him across like a curved bowl thing.
Now I'm assuming Discord is playing up because we didn't hear what you said there, Sheepdog. You started saying something and it was just silence. So we've got problems, listeners.
Sorry, folks.
Because Discord is being a nightmare. So, do you want to say that again?
Yeah, where you are now, I think you're quite near the end because if I remember rightly, you're just kind of trying to send Red around like a curved wall or something, and it's like you're opening doors and trying to figure out your way through there. Once you get out of there...
The cloud collapsed and that's it. That's where I'm at.
I think you just kind of got a load of bosses and then the end of the game, which should be relatively fast. Have you played the Rebirth demo?
No, I've not done any.
Touch Rebirth. Okay. No. All right. Well, I mean, you've got plenty left to do. I don't know. I can't remember how far from the end you would be exactly, but it's definitely worth finishing because it will massively paint the changes and differences and bits and bobs like that. You've kind of thrown me a little bit because I wanted to talk about Rebirth. I played Rebirth and I thought you'd be miles ahead of me. I was nervous. As I say, when you said you were meeting Red, I was like, what does that mean? What? That's not even anything in the old games. I'm confused. But I will try and be as spoiler light as spoiler free as I can because
because it only came out yesterday.
Exactly.
You've had it like 4 days.
Yes, I know.
Oh, you've not played it, Anna.
No, because someone told me it was not very long.
I mean, no. To be fair, Anna, you would have been insane to play Rebirth without playing Remake first. It would have been a very silly thing to do.
Well, the thing was, I turned it on like the remake and I was at chapter 7 and I was at a boss fight and I was like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do, so I started it again. So
yeah, because it's when you finish it you'll be like, okay, yeah, no, I'm glad I definitely played it through first. Trying to think, what I'm going to do is try and review it like it's the old game but just with updated graphics, and that's not really the case so much, but they've done some very cool things where like the little village of Calm in the old game, the original, was like just a very small town that you kind of go in, there's a shop, you tell a bit of a story, and
hold on 1 minute, can someone just put into Discord when it stopped talking, so I don't have to listen, because I really want it just to go in with nothing. Can we do that?
Well, yeah, okay, no, I don't.
Okay, just text me in Discord.
Don't wrap them around your microphone, because we'll get horrible feedback.
I'll just get it. Okay, bye-bye.
Listeners, will keep an eye on the Discord as well. We'll let you know when you stop talking about it.
Yeah, I mean, I could do like I'll try and just rattle through it for like 2 minutes and then we go from there. So it's just like in the old game, all of the different villages and everything are expanded upon. They're very, very, very pretty, like super pretty. And they've added in a card game that wasn't in the previous game. So I've been playing that quite a lot. So I quite like the fact that they've added in new side games and things to do as you wander around. Now, the bit I wanted to cover off was my worry with Final Fantasy games in general since about Final Fantasy IX is they don't have a world map anymore. You can't just roam the world map and do what you want to do and just have a bit of fun out in the wilderness or whatever. It's all just corridors to different places. But in this game, the world map is a world map and it actually feels epic and big and like a proper map that you're wandering around. It's very much like the old one, except up-to-date graphics, up-to-date perspectives. And I'm loving it. So I was nervous because Anna sounded like she'd been playing. She didn't tell me she was playing Remake. She told me she was playing Final Fantasy, and I just assumed she meant Rebirth. It sounded like she was quite far through it. I've just been roaming around. Like in Final Fantasy VII, the old one, you kind of leave Calm, go to the Chocobo Ranch, cross a swamp, and that is like the first, like, I don't know, there's probably an hour's worth of game there, if that. In this, I have spent 4 hours roaming around that bit, just looking around, picking stuff up, doing a bit of fighting. There's lots of random little, not landmarks, but like, I don't know, there's like windmills and little places that you can visit there that aren't pivotal to anything, but they've got like items you can find or just bits and bobs, basically. So it's just like a living, breathing world with wild animals running around and then also fiends running around that you can fight. Yeah, it's just really, really cool. So I'm blown away. I'm like really, I mean, I always think about Kev saying years ago, whatever game it was he played, they walked through a cave. It might have been Skyrim. You walk out, there's a waterfall and the view amazed him and he thought it was epic, how good it looked.
I think it was Oblivion. First time I played Oblivion.
Yeah,
it hit me.
I knew it was a game around like that, but this gave me that kind of vibe. There was like the characters that walk through a door and then it just opens out. And I was like, bloody hell. Like, I thought it was a video at first and then I was just going to get whatever they give you, you know, the little corridor that you walk down. And then it just let me roam. And I was like, my God, this is insane. So I'm hoping that Anna will have that same reaction when she gets there. It's very cool to see. I just can't believe how open it feels. It's very impressive. And I'm loving it. It's been very, very cool. I've just been hammering Final Fantasy in general. So in a second, I'll crack on to the other side as well. But I just want to start with the newer game first. So you can tell Anna to come back if you want. But I've also been playing, I completed Final Fantasy 16. So what kind of happened for me was Anna tweeted being like, I've got Final Fantasy through. It's arrived. And I was like, wah. And then I thought maybe I should hurry through Final Fantasy 16. And then I started trying to make a kind of rounding everything up, finishing all of the hunts, trying to do all the little missions. And then I thought, you know what, I'll be all right. Mine hasn't arrived yet. And then the next day it arrived at like lunchtime. And I thought, oh, I've got an hour lunch and then a bit of time after work. I'll try and get it done. And I just like hammered through the end of FF16. And that was brilliant. That was an excellent game. I was surprised, Pab. I didn't realise that. So I said to you, didn't I? I was going to try and get all the weapons. And then it turns out that I already had the second from last weapon. And once I got that, I was like, how do I get the rest? Did it tell you you need like Final Fantasy mode or something to go and get anything better? I did all of the side quests for closing off all of the different stories. So like every character you kind of resolve their story, they give you a little memento for them. So I got all of them. I felt like that was just a really, really cool story. It reminded me a little bit of Seven, because obviously at the start of Seven, you're blowing up reactors. In this one, you're kind of blowing up mother crystals and going around trying to take down those big crystal things. And I just felt like the characters were quite well written. They had like quite good banter and
yeah,
Yeah, it was just nice. Like, in the past, I've had characters talking and they're all a bit whiny, or they'd sound... I mean, I know these were all exaggerated accents because they'd hired the most northern or the most southern or the most whatever accents they could find. But in the past, it just felt like they had people doing impressions of a Scottish person or impressions of a Welsh person, whereas this felt really like, you know, okay, they've got a Yorkshireman to be a Yorkshireman.
Yeah.
It was just very cool. It felt very, very... like high quality, like the investment was good. They'd actually tried to get good actors, not just a name. Oh, look, we've got this name. It was like, this guy's going to act well as Sid or as Clive or as Jill and so forth. I don't know. I love the dog Torgel. He was so good. I think it's like, just great having that. At first, I was kind of like, well, I do like having a pet. It would be cool to have a pet in the game. And then I was wondering how it would play out, because in the past I've had that and it's just been a bit of a gimmick, but he felt like a fundamental part of the squad, and, you know, I used him throughout and that kind of thing. So, yeah, I'm just generally like excited to see what, like, so they've obviously just done the next stage of Final Fantasy VII, but they've also done that. I'm like, God, what are they going to do for 17? I'm actually hyped for 17. Like, I wonder what they'll do now. I wonder what it'll look like, especially if they're going to be using some of the big stuff they've obviously done for FF7. It just shows how good their tech's getting and how advanced and how capable the games are becoming. That one of the things that was a bit of a bugbear for me from, like, as I say, 10 through to even 15. I mean, 16 probably had the same issue a little bit, although the maps were massive on that. I just feel like if 17 onwards can kind of find that happy medium between the two, that's going to be fantastic. I'm really looking forward to just seeing what capabilities they put out. But yeah, I've had a very good like month of just hammering Final Fantasy left and right. And oh, it feels like I'm a school kid again. It feels like, this is what I was spent my teens doing. But yeah,
because of all that hair you've grown back.
Yeah, exactly. The only other thing I wanted to cover off was obviously the news that they're bringing a new Pokemon Legends game in next year. Doing a Gen 6 Pokemon Legends ZA or ZA. I don't know if you saw that in the week, saw the ads for that.
I did.
Yeah.
I watched the whole of the Pokemon announcement thing. Very excited about the TCG Pocket app, by the way. That looks like that's going to be incredible. But they didn't really give us much about ZA, did they? It was like it's happening, but we didn't. Did we find out much more than that, or was there more released separately that I didn't watch?
No, I mean, the ad, I think, pretty much. They mentioned in passing that it's set in that city, which remains to be kind of revealed on what they mean by that, because obviously Legends Arceus was set at Jubilife City, wasn't it? And you kind of roamed around outside it on missions. So it's unclear whether you'll do missions outside of this city and that's your base of operations, or whether they're saying the whole thing will be set in that city. I don't... saying this out loud sounds like a mad thing to say, but I don't know whether they mean like it'd be like a GTA style, you're roaming around the city, and I don't mean as a GTA criminal. I just mean, you know, is it a big city? Or whether they just mean it'll be a very contained small game. But Gen 6 has a lot of loose threads, because obviously they used to always do like red, blue, and then yellow, and it's like the combo game. Gen 6 was the only gen where they just went X, Y, and then they just moved on to the next gen. They didn't do any extra stuff. And people were gutted because it was a really good gen. There was nothing wrong with it. It didn't do badly. They just didn't do a Z. They just decided to move on to Sun and Moon and then onto the Switch. So having Game Z now come out as a separate thing with a separate story, that's quite a big deal for people. It's a bit odd, and everyone was expecting them to do Gen 5, so I don't know why they haven't particularly, other than that did perform pretty badly back in the day. But I'm excited. I'm thinking, you know, there'll be all sorts of new Mega Pokemon, because that was the gen with the Megas. There'll probably be new Legends, because they added new Legends to Legends Arceus. I'm hyped. I'm very excited about it, and yeah, I think the card game one that you mentioned, that looks good as well, although
it's going to cost me a fortune.
Yeah, I'm sort of like, I don't want to get into a point where I'm blowing loads of money on virtual cards. Like, I've sort of resisted buying the real cards all these years. Getting them as virtual seems like a silly move, doesn't it? Yeah.
I mean, when I was first getting into TCG a couple of years ago, The big frustration was that the online version of it was so rubbish, and basically the only option for playing it was to do it in person because the apps and everything were rubbish. They released an updated app about a year ago, which was an improvement. It's like a step in the right direction, but it still brought it up to, oh, this is only about 10 years out of date now. Whereas this actually looks like they're bringing it fully up to speed, actually having it separate from the cards rather than just trying to mimic playing with your physical cards on the internet and doing weird, horrible ranky system things that don't really work. It looks like it's actually, okay, we're just going to do this in the model of all of these deck builder games that you get on Steam and iOS and all these other places and just make it its standalone thing separate from the physical cards. They're designing specific cards for the game and they look awesome. I think you get 2 free packs a day, it was saying. So there will be a way to free to play it, but just like with all of these deck builder things, there'll be a way to free to play it. But if you want to actually be competitive in the rankings, you're going to have to throw cash at it. But it, yeah, it looks awesome. If it also has a way to actually, I know it mentioned trading of the cards within the apps. If it actually has a marketplace in there as well, it'll be another explosion of Pokemon excitement. Because it'll immediately become the number one of these deck builder things that are getting bigger and bigger on Steam, on iOS. It'll be the biggest.
It does
one
feel like they should do it. I mean, they need to find new ways to expand it, and that seems like a good shout. I think the only thing from that whole reveal of what they were doing that kind of surprised me was like there is genuinely nothing else coming out until like sometime next year, and it's kind of a good thing in that they've had a massive run of games, and I'm like, okay, yeah, having some space might be good for them, but I do wonder, I'm like, did something drop out? Like, what's going on here? You know, normally they just have other
teams. They haven't actually announced a date for Legends, have they, other than 2025? And Arceus did come out in January, so part of me thought maybe it'll be early 2025 and it won't be quite so long.
Yeah, I'd assume January as well, but it's like, you know, 9 months until then. Well,
the thing that dropped out, Sheepdog, was the Switch 2.
Do you think that's it?
From what the rumours were that have gone around last week, was that the Switch 2 would... Everyone was planning for Switch 2 end of this year, and then they've backed off and pushed it into Q1 next year. So it could well be a launch game for a new Switch, which is probably a good thing.
That'll shift some Switches.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'd be mad, wouldn't it? I'd be up for that. I mean, I don't mind, you know, it being a late Christmas present or something, you know, get it in January when it's released or whatever. But if it feels kind of weird to release a new console after Christmas, but I suppose the demand's going to be so high they won't be able to meet it anyway, isn't it? So
if they're probably likely to, it's like, do you want to, like, they did it for the last one. Switch 1 came out in March 2017. And then...
Fairly standard for a games console to release at that time. I think I know the Vita was fairly early in the year because that was just before me and Anna met. The Vita came out. I think it's not unusual, certainly for the second tier behind Xbox and PlayStation.
Yeah.
So the handhelds,
Nintendo
stuff, I think it's a fairly common time of year to go.
Well, I say it makes sense. The more I think about it, the more I'm like, okay, the Christmas bit makes sense if you're not worrying about, like, you know, if you released it at Christmas, there'd be so many people wanting it, you're literally never going to meet demand, and that's that. And it's just going to, people are going to be gouging each other over it. So that makes sense to not do it then and, like, build up your production in time. Doing it in March, just as your end of year happens, seems odd. Like, end of year is usually that period, isn't it? And then April kicks off a new time. So I suppose it depends on the company thinking about it as well, because obviously America does that in December, or a lot of companies in America do it in December anyway. I don't know. I was like, why would you release it at the end of your financial year? And sort of, I don't know. I guess that's not their financial year end. Either way, who cares? We will all be getting it. And I don't really want to wait anyway with a Switch. I feel like even if they didn't bring out a Pokemon game at launch and it was, you know, Mario or whatever, I'd be still wanting to get that. It's only if it was a Zelda game, I'd probably wait. That's probably the only, and Ollie's obsessed with that at the moment. So I probably wouldn't wait for that either. I don't know. I just wanted a Gen 10. It's their the next... I suppose that has to be next year, not this year, because I was going to say it's their 30th anniversary next. So that's probably why they haven't brought out a new generation. Oh, it's not due either, to be fair. Like,
yeah, it's very early for a new generation. Again, looking from the cards, it's only been like a year and a bit. They usually go like 3 or 4 years of a generation.
When was Scarlet and Violet out then? I thought that it had been...
Only a year ago. Just over a year ago.
Track, to be honest.
It's the year before. Because they had last year.
It was the end of 22, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So just over a year ago.
That's my wife's birthday.
Yeah.
So I thought...
And then the first cards were, I think, January 23. So it's literally just over a year we've been on this generation.
Because that is every 3 years that they do at the moment.
I'm breaking his heart. That's what's happening here.
No, you're not. No, I think I assumed it was an extra year and I was thinking 2021 and I was like, surely they're due one. I don't know. I'm used to them saying we've got a game coming out in November. So I'm a bit like, okay. But I've had a weird one this year because obviously normally this time of year I've got nothing to play and I've had loads of Final Fantasy. I suppose one of them was from last year, but I've had loads of that. I've been quite busy with new bits coming out. And then I'm looking at the rest of the year thinking like, apparently Silksong's not coming out for at least another 9 months because it hasn't met. There's always something you have to do with games. I was reading the other day online. And that takes X amount of time. So people were saying that can't come out until after that's happened. And that takes 6 to 9 months to happen. And I was just like, what the hell? That doesn't make sense. Some sort of rating thing. But I mean, that might be nonsense, but people were saying that means it's not coming out this year. And I was like, oh, okay. I was counting on that coming out like after I'd finished Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. So I'm sure there's other stuff, but I'm a little bit like, oh, what other stuff is there? So yeah, I mean, that's what I've been playing, and I'll pass over to Pab and Anna.
Me?
Yes, Pab. Oh, what Anna. Anna, are you there?
I've literally played Final Fantasy.
And we know your thoughts on that. So yes, Pab, you.
Nothing
I mean,
else.
I, this is where I'm going to struggle now because I'm deep in Dondoko Island. I'm not doing anything else. I'm now a 4-star island now. I now have
such a nerd.
Several restaurants. I recently got an adult store, which the homeless people, and the pervs all loved that place. So I'm bringing in all sorts
those
of
those two groups
one.
Exclusively. Lovers of the adult store, the homeless and the pervs.
There's some real creeps that come to my island sometimes. It's like, geez, but they pay a lot of money. So I'm like, okay, well, each to their own. And I hand them a bag of crisp in the morning and say, on you go. Or maybe a lasagna. Sometimes they have a spag bol or a lasagna.
You're a monster.
Depends what I've made from. Because this is what I do now. I go around and do my dailies, and I have to help improve their experience. You have to give them a present every day, and I can make.
You sound like you're describing a job here, Babby.
It's Animal Crossing. This is what it is. This is what Animal Crossing is. But I'm now 36 days on this island, and I can see the light at the end of the tunnel. I'm like I've kind of. Last weekend, I just went into like a weird like zen zone with it where I kind of saw the matrix sort of thing of like what it actually wants me to do. Because for a large amount of time, I was trying to make a nice island and what have you. When realistically, the game just wants you to just put all these things down that give you certain stats and give you certain like things that people like. So I just started boshing all sorts of different things down, buildings, different little things that they like, and then it just kind of started working, like moving pretty quick. I'm now, like I say, I'm pretty much at the end. 5 stars is the achievement that I need to get to, and 5 stars. I probably would say I'll probably finish it this weekend on Doko Isle, and then I get to actually get my life back and go back to Hawaii and start the rest of the game, which I know is still tons of the game to do, which is this is what's like I don't know how much I don't know how many more chapters in, but I'm on like chapter 6 and what, however many weeks it's been now, like 2 weeks, two solid weeks of me playing this just solely doing Dundalk Island is just kind of bonkers. But like I say, I know what you get at the end. I know what it's probably worth me getting, so I hope it is. If it's not worth it, I'll be so disappointed. But I've had relative fun doing it. It's
It's kind of mindless. Roaring review for a computer game.
This is one section of it. This is that little tiny section of it. In the grand scheme of things, this game is amazing.
I don't have to do it at all.
But the relative fun made it worth doing.
Well, it seemed fun at first. I went through like a before last weekend, I went through like a tedium of like, it's a bit much, and I think I'm probably going to go back. And then like last weekend, I just kind of got into like the zen flow of it. And it helps that it kind of like, you could just get big bursts of progression all at once. And then it just kind of like encourages you to push on through it. And ideally, I would have liked to have done like a full island, like proper nice, and I might do that after the fact, after I get 5 stars and finish the whole island thing. I could go back at some point and just like redo it, like kind of remake it to mean all nice and tidy. Right now, it's just a load of items just all stashed in a field and just a load of buildings around. It's not really anything special. So I wouldn't be sharing the island, because you can talk to a parrot and the parrot will put your island online so people can visit it. But I wouldn't be. I'm kind of ashamed of it because of the fact that it's just kind of shocking.
Visit your little den of, horrid crimes.
It's kind of cool, but I'm just, if you were doing it Animal Crossing style, you would do it all neat and tidy and all sorts of things and
let people see how depraved you are.
It's just a bit.
Show them the pub we know. It's the pub we've had to hide all of the information from all this time. People think you're quiet, but we've been suppressing you all this time.
That's pretty much all the thing I've been doing this week. I've been doing, like I say, just doing that. Did I mention last week that we have animal attacks on the island now?
I can't imagine it wouldn't have come up, Pab.
I don't think I did.
You've moved to this island, Pab.
It feels like it. Because every single like spare bit of time that I've got, I've just been doing this. I know I've not done tons of it. I do like probably an hour at a time. Like, I was listening to last week's show earlier on today, and you were talking about how you do like probably a 3-hour session. That's how you rattled through Final Fantasy so quick, Sheepdog. I was like, I couldn't even dream of doing 3-hour sessions.
I've been like encouraging my wife to go to bed at like 9 o'clock, and then I've been getting a bit at 2.
What Anna's been doing. She's been sending me to bed, and she stays up all night.
I feel like I can do about an hour session at a time these days, and that's about it. So I mean, realistically, I've like played about nearly 40 hours of the game, but I'm doing it in like hour sessions at a time, maybe 2 at the most. Before
Seems
I have
like
to put it down.
Hours. Jeez.
Oh yeah. It'd go a lot quicker if I had my cutscenes back in this game, man. I've not seen cutscenes in a while now. I've not seen cutscenes. I can't skip. I've just got to watch a movie for 20 minutes. I haven't seen anything like that in a while now. I mentioned last week there is a farm. There's a farm where you can get crops and you can have your Sujimon, your Pokemon equivalents, do the farming for you and recycle some goods and generate money for you on this farm island. But now there are wild animals that come and attack you, so then you've got to go into a Sujimon battle with your Sujimon to battle. It's only been boars, really. Just every now and again, there'll be an alarm go off on the island. You've got to go running over to the other island and go and get on the island and go over to where the boars are and then fight them with the Sujimon, and then you come back. That was annoying as hell. It died down. It was like every single day, like for about a week, it just kept happening. There was boar attacks and it just kept happening and happening and happening. And I was like, oh, this is... Because as cool as the Sujimon kind of thing is, I'm not there to play a Pokemon clone. I'm there to play an Animal Crossing clone, damn it.
And I feel like you're on Year of the Clones, aren't you?
There's so many different things in it, but it's a cool idea, and if you get into it, it's probably pretty cool, and there probably is some cool things for completing the Suji decks and becoming the champion of the Sujimon, because that's a whole subplot in the game. But I don't think I want to do it. I've got a samurai warrior as one of my Sujimon. I've got an anime guy as a Suji warrior. But I've literally just put them in. One's in the recycling center and one's in the farm. I just put them to work on this thing and then I just leave them there for... You set them up for 20 minutes, half an hour, and then they come back and bring you some potatoes and some garlic or whatever they're doing. So I'm not overly interested in the Sujimon stuff, but I am looking forward to getting back to it. What else have I played this week? Other than that, it's pretty much... Have I played any Pal World? Have I played any Pal World this week? I don't think I have. I feel like I've always said in recent weeks, I feel like I've just burnt myself out on Pal World, like the amount of hours that I played on it, and just for it's just the grind of leveling up your base. It wasn't really anything that... I just kind of got a bit tired of it, and I probably will go back to it in patches, but I have been on the Fortnite grind the last week, because we're coming up to, what is it, when's the 8th? The 8th is a week away, isn't it?
Yes.
The 8th is a week today.
Yeah, the new season will start on the 9th, I think. I think the 8th is the last day on this season. So I've got another week of the Battle Pass, and I finished all the Battle Pass, and I'm in the bonus levels of the Battle Pass now, and I've got the Peter Griffin dance, and... That's the main thing that I wanted from the bonus stuff is the Peter Griffin dance. That's there's not a ton of else other things that are in the bonus stuff other than some like extra shiny skins that you can get for other characters that I'm not really interested in. But yeah, I don't know what it is. I played a game yesterday. I suddenly got good at snipers. Which I find incredibly ironic that I get good at snipers 1 week before the season changes and then the whole game changes again. And I've said this entire time. I know. This entire time I've been saying this season is a sniper game, sniper meta, and I'm crap at it. And 1 week before it all changes again, I had a blazing game yesterday where I just was hitting everything and I couldn't believe it, but I don't know, it's just sod's law, isn't it, that I've suddenly... They're going to take snipers out now next week and I'm going to be back to square one again.
Maybe you're so relaxed for all your time on the Deviant Island that now your aim's a bit better because you're not shaking so much of all the repressed...
It's not a Deviant Island.
Feelings.
Why do you think it's some sort of Deviant Island?
I mean, it was all the depravity that you were talking about, Pab.
I mean, no. That's just one section of it. That's just to keep the pervs at bay.
It's just the red light district.
it is like there's a lot of seedy stuff going on over there. But I keep all that's for like the level C residents, the C grade residents. All the A and B residents stay up on the top bit of the island, out of the way of that lot. They don't see any of that stuff.
Fair enough. My mistake.
It's not seedy. It's just part of the game.
it's you that's a pervert, it's the game that's a pervert.
I mean, that's what
you're
going
to disagree then. Like, I wouldn't
that's
say
what
that.
The whole Sujimon thing is the Suji Dex is just collecting pervs and miscreants. And that's what it is. So it's all
sounds
ingrained.
Like building a following for MGP to me.
You said that, not me.
No one's listening at this point.
No one's listening at this point.
I'm only joking.
Well, they might be. If you are, call Sheepdog out on Twitter. Call him out for it. RB6K.
At RB6K. Yeah.
Let's make sure Sheepdog's been called out for that. Let's just have him barraged with tweets.
Come at me. I said, I'm not sure there's much coming out this year. I can't think of any other games that are coming up and blah, blah, blah. I feel like it's the year of the bloody sheepdog looking through this. I've just read that Final Fantasy 14 is coming to Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I'm just like, ooh, I could play it on my TV, you say. That's interesting. They're also bringing out the... So I think Anna will like this, but I'm not very good at explaining what it is. I mentioned this before, but there's a game called Aiden Chronicles 100 Heroes, where you can basically, it's an RPG where you, there's like, you know, the whole story going on, but you can recruit 100 characters to your team throughout the story. And it's like, some of them can be part of your fighting team, and you can, you know, you decide how you want your team of six to look by picking your favorite six. But also, a lot of them have other roles they do, like they might be the person that, I don't know, that in so it's based, like, it's made by the same people who made the Suikoden games. And in those games, there'd be like the guy who invented stairs, and you'd recruit him, and he'd add stairs to your castle, and then your castle would gain another level, and you could then do other things in it, and it would unlock new features. And you might have like a cook who can cook things, and then you meet another cook who's slightly better, and the two of them cook better items, whatever it is. You know, it's very well written, that they don't seem stupid, other than like the guy who invented stairs. Like, yeah, well, it's a lift, I think, not stairs, but that, you know, it's there's a reason why they join you, and then you get benefits from them. But yeah, that's, they've got a game coming out in April. I just, while I was reading the list, it was like, the guy who wrote it has passed away, bless him. He doesn't get to see years of work come together, which is very sad to see. But the Suikoden games were like some of the greatest RPGs ever made. And this is their return to doing that. And so there's a lot of expectation on it, and it's very cool. But I also saw on the list, oh, damn it, I've scrolled off it now. There was a Megami Tensei Shin. Was that one Kev had been playing before?
Hello!
Yeah, there's one of them.
Shin Megami Tensei. That's the persona that's been spun off from that.
There's one of them coming out later this year.
Problem is, the mainline games are a bit intense. I've tried them, and they're a bit much even for me.
If it's
the main
was,
Shin Megami Tensei games.
Yeah, if it's the one that from the Direct, it's like the Royale version of 5, which came out a couple of years ago, didn't it, Kev? Yeah, so it's the Royale version of that's coming out. Which
they're also doing Chainsaw Lollipop Repopped, which I thought was a classic Kev game.
Is it
actually
coming out now?
That was on the list.
We still have our foam chainsaw. That was back when games conventions gave away good freebies.
Proper merch.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I saw that on the list and I thought, oh, I wonder if they'll be at EGX giving away the same thing, just a repopped version of that. Do you know what? I'm annoyed though. There was a new Sonic game coming out, Sonic X Shadow, which I know I saw on one of the updates that they did recently. Yeah, there's quite a few games coming out this year that are up my street. The Pokemon trading card game is supposed to be this year, so that's not going to be a long wait. Yeah, it does look pretty good. I feel like there's tons of games coming out for me this year. Oh, look, they also remastered Suikoden. So Suikoden and Suikoden 2 are getting a HD remaster. So if you have never played it and you're hearing me say it's one of the greatest games ever made, legitimately is, so make sure you get on that. It's going to be on PC, Switch, PS5 and Xbox One, so you can play it on the Switch, Kev, and you will like it on the Switch. I'll make sure you like it by forcing you to like it.
We'll see.
We won't. You will like it.
I said we'll see, damn it.
But yeah, that's me finished wrapping up the year randomly. Sorry, Pab, I interrupted your
No. I had nothing else. I was looking. I don't know what there is coming out for me. But then I see there's an Expeditions game coming out next week, which I'm interested in. So I might check that one out.
There's also a game called Horses.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah. It just says. I mean, there is an official trailer I can click, but summer 2023. It says here, which seems odd because it must have been postponed.
It's the season of the horse.
Mm. Horses.
Right, let's stop talking because you're being weird, the pair of you. If you want to find us on the internet, you can do that at MGUK Podcast, or you can follow me at Lelujo.
And I'm at RB6K.
I assume Anna is there. She's at
Miss Lelujo.
She absolutely wasn't listening, was she?
Pav 1986.
That was Pav 1986, yes, for those of you who couldn't grasp that one.
I feel like
and we will see you next week. Shut up! And we'll see you next week, boys and girls. For goodness sake.
Have a good week.
Bye.
Thanks for listening, folks.